India here is 4th of April 2024. Many fours there. It's 7:46 a.m. and 73 degrees, warm now, getting hotter and hotter. I think today will be showing in Celsius, so Fahrenheit. Oh, 95 today. Going to go up to 95. So that kind of weather we are having. Yesterday, Ram Singh, his daughter Preeti, his son Sanju, his two nephews, different brothers of Ram Singh, one Satpal and Ankit, visited us. Ankit is in military, Indian military, army, and he has a vacation to attend his older brother, Dev Singh. Older brother is Dev Singh, his wedding, which will be on which day gave us, oh, 22nd of April. Ram Singh drove from his home in Jairgarh in Uttarakhand, way inside the mountain area by the Alkanand River, which flows from the Himalaya mountain. Eventually, it merges with another river from the Teri Dam and becomes Ganges River. So Ram Singh lives beyond the starting point of Ganges River, and Ganges River continues to flow across India and southeastern direction and goes through all the states that side direction and finally goes through West Bengal and goes out into the Bay of Bengal. He drove about 6 hours drive. They left at 6:45 a.m. or 5:45 a.m., whichever. So they were able to arrive Delhi at 1:15. So 1:15, that means 12:15, 11:15, 10:15, 9:15, 8:15, 7:15. So they must have left 7:15 a.m. First, they visited Ram Singh's nephew Satpal, who lives in central Delhi, because they reached way early, had lunch. After some time, asked Satpal if he would like to come visit us, visit me. So he also wanted to come visit. He has a mobile phone shop and repair shop. And he also practices, Satpal practices to put God first. And he didn't think that if I go, then I have to close my shop. My income will be like, there won't be sales. He didn't think like that. He immediately said, yeah, I would go with you, Ankit, as well. He lives near to Ram Singh's home, and Ram Singh said, would you like to come with us? Ankit, who is in Indian Army, immediately responded and said, yes, I would go. And everyone is putting God first, moving with the inspiration of God, the tender prompting of God inside them, and each action that they take on the prompting of God inside, as He works in us, the scriptures actually says it is God who is working in us. Present participle. Not the present tense. Present tense is it is God who worked, which is in the King James, but in the Greek text is written in the present participle tense. It is God, it is, continuous emphasis. It is God who is working, energizing. Working is the energeo, working, energizing, prompting, inspiring in us both to desire, will, desire, His desire, Father's desire. We want to know the Father's desire. Well, He is putting His desire all the time in us. And to do of His good pleasure. God's good pleasure is our pleasure also. God thinks the best of us. His children's interest is God's interest. And Father's desire is, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Prosper. This word prosper is good word. Prosper and be in health as your soul to prosper. As your soul, spiritual, all this entire being of this new man, you, the Son of God, to prosper, successful. So we don't have to look outside of ourselves in the senses world to find out the will of the Father or any other sources. But God now made us new man. We are the new creation, that we are created in Christ Jesus, that we have access, and at the same time, this is one way, but the Father has access to us. As long as we allow Him to access us, what blocks Father's access to us is our traditional thinking, fossilized way of doing things, and not willing to change. God is dynamic, and He's getting us to be dynamic, positively dynamic, the new dynamic church, ecclesia. And the church is not the man-made organization. God doesn't think the man-made organization is a successful one. The other way to say is, it's a failure one. It's really fail. It fails. Even with all the good intentions, it fails. Only one organization that always succeed is the body of Christ, the Church of God, which God created. It is of God. And in that, we, all of us, go directly to God. Through Jesus Christ, we have access to the Father, through the Spirit. We have access, we have boldness through this Spirit of God. And this is the wealth-generating ability, wealth-generating, manifesting item. It's the treasure in us. This is the treasure. And we need to exercise, use, and receive with meekness as He is doing His good pleasure, both to do. He is performing as we are moving with that prompting, and we take that step forward. Move. We are willing to move. Like Philip, go to the desert. Okay, like that, willing to move. Don't think other things otherwise. Don't think, I don't have money, I don't have time, or whatever. we don't consider Abraham. He did not consider the carnal side, but he considered God's instruction, words that God spoke to him. I have made you the father of many nations. He continued at it. Many adverse situation, not receiving that promise after a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. He considered God, and that allowed God to be able to convince him. What God convinced Abraham was that he that promised, he who said, prompted, he who prompted said, he was able to perform it. So it's the same thing that is going. He is telling us, showing us the direction, and we are moving in that direction, whether we see it or not. And since the faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, we began not seeing it. Harvest ready fields, labors, we don't see it when we begin, but we know substantiation of things hoped for. And as we move, that evidence of things not seen becomes visible. So we say confession, we confess, we speak that hope. Ram Singh and his son, daughter, nephews, they are practicing in whatever they are doing. Sanju, he has studio and he records audio recording or video recording. He edits and make a product for the customer. That's what he does. And he's doing that with God first. First is God. Therefore, when God prompts him to hold leaders meeting, youth meeting, leaders meeting, he would do that. He does not consider how much he has or doesn't have or abundance he has. When God puts that inspiration, desire, then he moves in that direction. Recently, he was in Aurangabad, when I was in Aurangabad, with two youths. He was there about a week or so. And prosperity. God is prospering. All the Aurangabad leaders and the outreach that moved out in various districts in Maharashtra state, all these leaders are one who immediately practices. Like on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 souls, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They practiced it. When they were sharing in the evening time, they came evening time, 6 o'clock, heard their sharing. They were inspired to speak in the evening. They used the word practice. So when they practice, they see. When they believe and do, like Jesus began both to do, then thought about that practical truth, encouraged others to do the same. So Sanju, Ram Singh, and daughter and the nephews, they are practicing. Practice, they say practice, like Acts is praxis, book of praxis, practice. It's book of practice of the doctrine, the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And God brings about the great result, wonderful result. So Ankit is in army, and one of the trainings, they were sent to Kashmir state and on the hills, that kind of place, they made a team. This trial that they have to pass, otherwise they have to again come and do the trial until they pass, but as a team. So about 10 or so, or 12, around that number, Ankit said, that they have to carry about 75 pounds weight, pack, and their arm, the rifle. And they have to complete at each stage, different places, they have to sign that they passed that location and climb up, down, and so forth. Rough passage way. And what happened was, just before that, Ankit was not well, so he was hospitalized, or 2 days ago. So 2 days he was admitted in the hospital. He was not feeling well, weak, and he knew he couldn't miss that. Then he had to go back to his where he is in the army, that particular location, again go back, and then again have to come back. And he knew he had to attend his brother's wedding, which is shortly. If he didn't pass that, he has to remain in the army training. He could not get the holidays. So thank God that, God, you get me in shape. And then he was discharged, but he felt weak and have to load up all this heavy weight and the arms. With this 12 of them, in this everybody has to complete it, and within certain time period, this course. If anybody, say, sprained his ankle or fatigued or whatever, but the thing is, whatever way, everybody has to complete. If anyone didn't complete, then that group will be considered as failed, didn't pass. So the initial point, one of the soldiers who was from Maharashtra state, he set the pace. This guy set the pace, really fast pace. And Ankit thought that would be difficult. That is too fast. So he looked to God, God, give me strength so that he could keep up with that. He suddenly felt strength. And after some time, Ankit was ahead. He was setting the pace. About three of them in the group were lagging behind. So Ankit helped to carry their rifles. So he carried three rifles. I mean, with his own, the four rifles, and encouraged everyone to keep going. And one of the, like they have an assigned leader type of person, he said to Ankit, you are the one who will sign the papers. You go ahead and sign first so that by the time you're doing that particular things, we will catch up. So Ankit becomes that person who goes ahead and sign, and he has all that weight on him. They all completed, they all passed, and they wondered, the group, these 11 other guys with Ankit, they wondered, because they knew Ankit was in the hospital, and how brilliantly and with the strength he was performing. Ankit shared about God, living God, and he strengthened him. And some of unbelieving one was saying, I think he rested in the hospital those days. So that's why he has a strength. Because they knew something extraordinary in Ankit. So practice to not just say, I am a son of God, but to walk in it. And going to God and do things together. And allow God to supply all his need. So everybody shared in that kind of direction, the practice, walk. And they are all prosperous because they are tapped into God's law, heaven's law, that God is able to open the windows of heaven. That is a big thing. Jesus was made poor, although he was rich. For what purpose? So that we become rich. Some people say, oh, rich in spiritual way. But spiritual way needs to be manifested, evidenced, materialized. God wants materialization, manifestation of the Spirit of God, what you have been blessed. Spiritual blessing needs to become materialized. Then we have a blast. We have a fun time. We enjoy, rejoice. So we don't want to keep all this spiritual blessing dormant in the heavenlies. We receive the Holy Spirit in us, the Spirit of Christ. We don't want to keep it dormant. God wants you to manifest it, utilize it. So easiest way is allow God to energize. It is God who is energizing in you, giving you inspiration to do of his good pleasure. So we receive it, then he will give us step by step. He will orchestrate things externally, internally, so that that path is very simple. Just take action on that particular inspiration. Just move in that direction, and we will see magnificent results. After results. From tomorrow, Nozomi, Sambi, Beatrice and I will fly to Amritsar, and there's going to be 2-day music festival hosted by Raj Sutan's leaders. Raj Sutan this time will be a guest. Then the third day, there's a leaders meeting. And we have Prakash and Sushila with 13, so 15, coming from Nepal. They are flying from Kathmandu to Delhi airport, arriving around 3 p.m. And they will stay at one of the hotels, about 10 minutes drive from us, and we will be meeting them. They really wanted to see us today. So I said, okay, perhaps it will be easy. We would visit you in the hotel, and we have lunch there. Dinner time, 7 p.m. Fred has stayed in that hotel, Lemon Tree Hotel, so you know. So we will have dinner at that restaurant instead of going to another location. There are many restaurants, but easy. 13, 15 of us moving around. We decided it would be easy and meet with them, have nice time, dinner time together with Prakash, Sushila, and other leaders from Nepal. And tomorrow, that is 5th of April, we'll fly to Amritsar. And Prakash and Sushila, they will take a cab. They hire a cab and then they drive to Amritsar. So we are looking for wonderful time there in Amritsar. And we come back on the 9th of April. From 15th, 16th, 17th, we are invited by Vijay and Shashi from Agra. So we will be driving, that will be driving and be there and so forth. Yeah, that's what I want to share. Okay.